Here again in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I know that Trevor has put in prayer for the sermon that he is to bring forth to us this day. He's done his studying, and what he has for us, I know, will be from God. And since you have made it here, I know that there'll be something in it for each and every one of us. And it may be different for each and every one of us, but there'll be something in there for us. With that said, I would give you one of our assistant pastors, Elder Trevor Ratt.
Thank you, Mark. I want to welcome you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank you for coming on this day. And as you know, it is Mother's Day. So I want to start with a classic scripture, which is Proverbs 31. I'm going to start in the 10th verse. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need to spoil. I think about that, those two scriptures right there. Do we trust our wives? I'm thankful for the wife that I have, who loves me, always looking out for me. She will do him good, not evil, all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. You know, until I got this job, my wife used to get up every morning, no matter what time it was. She'd make me lunch, cook me breakfast. She writheth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field and buy it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengthen her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she carrieth forth her hands to the needy. Our neighbors here just a week or so ago lost their mother to cancer. And my wife was over there for most of the time. And I think about those poor kids that lost their mother. She is not afraid of the snow, for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself a covering of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth her girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. And she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. We looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praiseth her. Many Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise in the gates. Are all those things our wives and mothers? We hope so. I think of my wife's unselfishness, her kindness, always thinking of others. We honor our mothers this day, but in actuality, we should honor them every day. Matthew 15. One verse. Fourth verse. For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curses father and mother, let him die the death. I do believe that we need to instruct our children in the ways of the Lord. Most formative years for our children are those early years where their mothers have such an effect on their children. But anymore, we have given that away. Our mothers aren't the ones that teach our children anymore for two household incomes. People that teach our children anymore either are the daycare, the TV, or a school system that doesn't teach anything about God. In fact, would be further away from our values altogether. Of course, there are always exceptions to the rule. You know, we've homeschooled our boys for a while, and I see that there is a difference. But most people are content with the status quo. It's easier. And when I ask myself, where is our heart? Is our heart towards God? Where we would be honoring our mothers every day if they taught us those things. Let's go to Messiah, the second chapter. Twelfth verse. And I need to be reminded of these things. And there is none other salvation save this, which hath been spoken of, neither are there any conditions whereby man can be saved except the conditions which I have told you. Believe in God, believe that He is, and that He created all things both in heaven and earth. Believe that He is all wisdom and all power both in heaven and in earth. Believe that man doth not comprehend all things which the Lord can comprehend. And again, believe that he must repent of your sins and forsake them and humble yourselves before God and ask in sincerity of heart that he would forgive you. And now if you believe all these things, see that you do them. And again I say unto you, I have said before, that as ye have come to the knowledge of the glory of God, or if ye have known of his goodness, and have tasted of his love, and have received a remission of your sins, which causeth such exceeding great joy in your souls. Even so I would that ye should remember and always retain in remembrance the greatness of God in your own nothingness, my own nothingness, and his goodness and long suffering towards you, unworthy creatures. And humble yourselves even in the depths of humility, calling on the name of the Lord daily, and standing steadfastly in the faith of that which is to come, which was spoken by the mouth of the angel. And behold, I say unto you that if you do this, ye shall always rejoice and be filled with the love of God, and always retain a remission of your sins. And ye shall grow in knowledge of the glory of him that created you, or in the knowledge of that which is just and true. And ye will not have a mind to injure one another, but to live peaceably and to render to every man according to that which is due. And ye will not suffer your children that they go hungry or naked, neither will you suffer that they transgress the laws of God and fight and quarrel one with another and serve the devil who is the master of sin, or who is the evil spirit which hath been spoken of by our fathers, he being an enemy to all righteousness. But you will teach them to walk in the ways of truth and soberness. You will teach them to love one another and to serve one another. Those things, our mothers and our wives teach our children. The responsibility of parents in teaching the Word of God. Let's go back to the first chapter of Messiah, page 218, 119th verse. For the nature of man is enemy of God, and has been from the fall of Adam, and will be forever and ever. But if he yieldeth to the enticings of the Holy Spirit, and putteth off the natural man, and becometh a saint through the atonement of Christ the Lord, and becometh as a child, submissive, meek, humble, patient, full of love, willing to submit to all things which the Lord seemeth fit to inflict upon him, even as a child doth submit to his father. And moreover, I say unto you, that the time shall come when the knowledge of the Savior shall spread throughout every nation, kindred, and tongue, and people. And behold, when that time cometh, none shall be found blameless before God, except it be little children only, through repentance and faith on the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord God Omnipotent. None shall be found blameless. And mothers play such an important role in teaching our children. We're like guides as parents. Garbage in, garbage out. We want our children to be better than ourselves, more just, more holy. I can tell you that my life growing up had no God in it. But I had a father and a mother that were of different religions, and so they, instead of fighting over church, they decided that we didn't have any. And in some ways, I'm kind of thankful for that. My mother was Catholic, my dad was Presbyterian. And so when I learned the gospel, I had no prejudices. I wanted to understand it, and even though I was not from Missouri, you had to show me. And I'm thankful for that, because I had to look for myself. And the Lord He even said to the Pharisees and the scribe, "It is written." And so, in the Word of God, I found that truth. Let's go to Second Nephi, page 148. And I want to ask you, you know, for our children, what is the role model that we see today for them? And for most part, the world's role models aren't anything that I would consider worthy. Have we as parents given that role model position away? And I think in some ways we have. Let's start on 110th verse. And again, the Lord God hath commanded that man should not murder, that they should not lie, that they should not steal, that they should not take the name of the Lord, their God, in vain, that they should not envy, that they should not have malice, that they should not contend one with another, that they should not commit whoredoms, and that they should do none of these things. For whoso doeth them shall perish, for none of these iniquities come of the Lord, for he doeth that which is good among the children of men, and he doeth nothing save it be plain unto the children of men. And he inviteth them all to come unto him and partake of his goodness, and to denieth none that come unto him, black and white, bond and free, male and female. And he remembereth the heathen, and all are alike unto God, both Jew and Gentile. But behold, in the last days, or in the days of the Gentiles, yea, behold, all the nations of the Gentiles, and also the Jews, both those who shall come upon this land and those who shall be upon other lands, yea, even upon all the lands of the earth, behold, they will be drunken with iniquity and all manner of abominations. And when that day shall come, they shall be visited of the Lord of hosts with thunder and earthquakes and with great noise and with storms and with tempests and with the flaming fire, with the flame of devouring fire. Let me read that 116th verse again. But behold, in the last days, or in the days of the Gentiles, yea, behold, all the nations of the Gentiles, and also the Jews, both those who shall come upon this land and those who shall be upon other lands, yea, even upon all the lands of the earth, behold, they will be drunken with iniquity and all manner of abominations. That's a serious charge against us. Let's go to 2 Timothy, the third chapter. It says basically the same thing. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sin, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Those are also very serious charges against us as a nation. And we see those things, even amongst us. Disobedient to parents. Doesn't sound like much honor to me. What as a parent is your goal? I would like my children to be better adults, better than myself. I don't know about you guys, but I, for myself, think about Nephi when he said that I look at this body of mine and I go, you know, we are such unworthy creatures. The one thing I want more for my children, more than anything else, is I want them to love their God. You see, I can see in the scriptures and understand perfectly well what is required of us. And yet I know those things are difficult to do. How to forgive. How to love one another with that fervent love, with that without hypocrisy that we have one another's interest at heart more than anything else. That we as a people. And yet I see in our failings that, you know, we have pride, we have all those things in ourselves. And worse as a nation. They ring so true. Let's go to page 314 in the Book of Mormon. It's the third chapter of Alma. The 21st verse. Behold, I can tell you, did not my father, Alma, believe in the words which were delivered by the mouth of Abinadi? And was he not a holy prophet? Did he not speak the words of God, and my father, Alma, believed them? And according to his faith, there was a mighty change wrought in his heart. Behold, I say unto you that this is all true. And behold, he preached the word unto the fathers, and a mighty change was also wrought in their hearts. And they humbled themselves and put their trust in the true and living God. And behold, they were faithful unto the end. Therefore, they were saved. Now, behold, I ask of you, my brethren of the church, have ye spiritually been born of God? Have you received his image in your countenance? Have you experienced this mighty change in your hearts? Do you exercise faith in the redemption of him who created you? Do you look forward with an eye of faith and view the mortal body raised in immortality, and this corruption raised in incorruption, to stand before God to be judged according to the deeds which have been done in this mortal body. I say unto you, can you imagine to yourselves that ye hear the voice of the Lord saying unto you, in that day come unto me, ye blessed, for behold, your works have been the works of righteousness upon the face of the earth? Or do you imagine to yourself that ye can lie unto the Lord in that day and say, Lord, our works have been righteous works upon the face of the earth, and that we will save you? Or otherwise, can you imagine yourself brought before the tribunal of God with your souls filled with guilt and remorse, having a remembrance of all your guilt? Yea, a perfect remembrance of all your wickedness, yea, a remembrance that ye have set at defiance the commandments of God. I say unto you, can ye look up to God at that day with a pure heart and clean hands? I say unto you, can you think of being saved when ye have yielded yourselves to become subjects to the devil? I say unto you, you will know at that day that ye cannot be saved. For there can no man be saved except the garments be washed white. Yea, his garments must be purified until they are cleansed from all stain through the blood of him who it has been spoken of, our fathers, who should come to redeem his people from their sins. And now I ask of you, brethren, how will any of you feel if you shall stand before the bar of God, having your garments stained with blood and all manner of filthiness? Behold, what will these things testify against you? Behold, will they not testify that ye are murderers? Yea, and also that ye are guilty of all manner of wickedness. Behold, my brethren, do you suppose that such an one can have place to sit down in the kingdom of God with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob, and all the holy prophets whose garments are cleansed and are spotless, pure, and white? I say unto ye, nay, except you make your Creator a liar from the beginning, or suppose that he is alive from the beginning. Ye cannot suppose that such can have place in the kingdom of heaven, but they shall be cast out, for they are the children of the kingdom of the devil. And yet I see some of our young people make that commitment to God. Baptism yesterday and one today. That they are willing to take upon them the name of our Lord and Savior. To follow him to the end. That they might have that peace of God. And most of that is the teaching of their mothers. To guide them in that pathway. Let's go to 514. In the Book of Mormon. And I'm just going to read two verses, and it's the 26th chapter of Alma, the 56th verse. Now they never had fought, yet they did not fear death, and they did think more upon the liberty of their fathers than they did upon their lives. Yea, they had been taught by their mothers that if they did not doubt, that God would deliver them. And they rehearsed unto me the words of their mothers, saying, we do not doubt our mothers knew. They didn't doubt. Their mothers were fervent in teaching their children the ways of God. Let me just go back. Proverbs 31. Who can find a virtuous woman for a price as far above rubies? Her heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need to spoil her. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. How could you ever hurt someone that loves you more than they love their own life? Are those the wives and the mothers that we have? Some of us are pretty lucky. I want to thank you all for your time. May God bless you this day.